Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Wade. Hello, Katie.
Hello, another week.
Week four, Bachelor in Paradise. Maybe the most messy week of this show that we've ever seen.
Pretty messy.
Oh, my Lord.
That's putting honestly, it nicely, I think.
And I don't even totally know where to start.
I think we got to start with Pizza Pete, I guess.
Okay. Listen, I think that the sooner we get rid of him, much like on the show, I think is probably a good choice. So they seem to want to try to set up a how dare Casey point out what he said.
That was the strangest thing. I feel like everyone loved Casey. He wasn't trying to stir the pot on anything like from the beginning. And then all of a sudden they tried to spin it. It was like, why would you bring that up against Pete, even though no one liked Peter, like from the beginning. But I think only one person, I think like Andrew or something said it. And I was like, first of all, it's strange that it was him. Second of all, I think he said it to see if it would stick, and it didn't. But, I mean, I would want to know if that had happened. Like, it wasn't something he said, and it was twisted. Like, he fully came out and said a lie. So, I don't understand why it was put as, oh, he's trying. Like, why is he trying to start this about him?
Yeah, and if there was any doubt, oh, is the bigger deal, Casey, and to be fair, in his one-on-ones, he did say, oh, let's see if I can stir something up to maybe get her rose. But he didn't say that to the other people. So the people on the beach wouldn't have necessarily thought that. I mean, clearly that's where Andrew's head was at.
Yeah. But he also, like, he wasn't making anything up. Like, he didn't make this thing up about Peter, you know?
And ultimately, I think my favorite part was when Brittany tried to confront him and Peter tries to act all cool. Like, I don't have time for you. And he's like, oh, you say that I didn't go out with you because of clout? Okay, we can go talk over here. It's cool.
Yeah.
Let's go chat away from everybody so everyone doesn't hear what a tool I am. That's a good idea. He changed his tune real quick.
Yeah. He's on the top half of the worst.
You know, but we did get a Bachelor Nation favorite, which is voting someone off the island. And it's been a more popular thing in the last few years. Mm-hmm. But none has been quite as good as this one, because there wasn't a single person other than Peter who disagreed.
It was pretty unanimous.
And for Pete to say, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do, I'm going to go out on my own terms, and then immediately leaves.
That makes it worse, I think.
I'm not going to do what you're telling me to do right now, which is to leave. Instead, I'm going to leave.
I'm just going to leave by myself. Okay, buddy.
And then says, good morning, bitches.
Yeah.
It was very confusing. And for someone, not that this is a surprise, but for someone who was saying, oh, Brittany's only here because she wants to be with someone with followers. Dude clearly was only there to promote the fact that he makes pizza, which I don't know if you've heard, he makes pizza.
Oh, does he?
And lost in all of this, as the pot is being perfectly stirred, you have Casey just collapsing out of nowhere. And I mean, he's okay, so it's okay to laugh, but like, what happened?
So I don't know if you, have you read anything on him?
No.
He came on Instagram yesterday and said he hasn't walked in over 4 months since falling in paradise. He broke 3 bones in his foot. He hasn't walked since he left paradise.
Like, okay.
Walked like, I mean, resting. He's like fully like in a boot, like crutches, but he has not physically walked on his own since he left paradise, which has been 4 months.
Wow. So good that it wasn't something more serious, because immediately when I think Jill or someone was like, oh, he's having a seizure, then it's, oh, this is not just someone who has some dehydration, which is what I assumed it was. So good for that. He's fine. But wow, it's crazy that the bigger issue is the ankle or the foot, because that was also bizarre that he's laying on the ground and all of a sudden out of nowhere, awake enough to say, oh, by the way, my ankle hurts.
Right. So he said, went into paradise at my physical, mental, and spiritual best and left with 3 broken bones. I haven't walked in over 4 months, but I'm trying to remain positive. Thank you to everyone sending sweet messages. It means the world. So there you go.
Well, here's a question for you. Does the fact that he started as like the main narrator and then left on such a fart, does this give him a higher clout, if you will, next time he's on the beach, or is he just another guy again?
I mean, it definitely crossed my mind that he went out with the whole like fainting. Like, usually when we see that, it's like a whole thing. Maybe we'll see him again. And, you know, he's the guy that confronted this guy, then fainted, and then broke his foot. And that definitely has crossed my mind. For sure.
Yeah. So it'll be very interesting to see, because he's clearly someone that very much wants to be on these type of shows, because as he made it clear, he was going to do whatever it took to get a rose.
Right.
So we're going to see him again at some point.
Oh, yeah.
He just has to be able to walk.
Yeah.
Because that place does not look like it's very conducive to anyone that has any sort of disability.
I will miss him, though. Like his narrating, like, was top tier. It's pretty good.
And I don't know, of all the people left, I don't know that we have a great narrator that's left. We've got some pretty solid ones, but he was really bringing the A game.
Yeah, he was top. He was definitely the top, I think. Hmm. Everyone else has to step up their game.
Maybe one of the newbies will bring some commentary skills. Yes. You don't seem convinced.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, before we get to those newbies, we have to talk about, I think, the other big takeaway from this episode, probably the biggest takeaway from this episode, and that is Michael, and I don't know even what to call it, because I don't want to be insensitive to what he's been through, and I don't want to be any other word that can be close to that. Because Michael was, I think, most people's, if not favorite, one of their favorite people from the last few years. Mm-hmm. And even this season, he showed up and everybody, oh my God, Michael, yes, he deserves this more than anybody.
Yeah.
But how are we feeling about Michael after these 4 hours?
It would have to take a lot for me to be against him. I'm still a big fan, I do have to say. I know there's a lot of people out there like pretty much dragging him after the whole Sierra thing and Danielle popping up. But I don't know. I didn't see anything. I didn't take anything like malicious is the wrong word, but you know, taking it wrong. He definitely I'm not saying that he handled the whole Sierra thing correctly, because I don't think he did. But I don't know. I'm still a fan is what I'm saying.
God bless, and you're not alone. I know that there are still a lot of people who are very much team Michael A, and that's not going to change at any time soon. But
yeah, I don't agree with everything.
No, of course not.
But I am still a fan, and I do want the best for him.
Last week, I was very clear that when Sierra went home and he gave this long-winded, hey, we're better as friends, I'm not ready for this right now, and at no point really said anything bad about her, it was more, anytime anyone gets close, I push them away. And it was very clear. We talked about it last week. Why should he even be there at all? Because he's clearly not ready to be in a relationship. And then he proceeds to stay, which for me was, okay, that's a negative. He should have just left. And then when he realizes, oh, rose ceremony's coming up and I don't have a rose, he starts just spouting off, oh, I wish I wasn't with Sierra that much. And I wish I would have spent more time with this person and that person. Thinking, so you just want to be on TV? And I hear the other side of that. Well, they all want to be on TV, and that's fine. But not everybody wants to be on TV while... And again, I don't want to seem insensitive to what he's been through, because it's horrific. But it almost seems like at the, maybe not expense of, but like it almost feels like he's using what he's been through as like a prop, because not only does the production answer him by saying, okay, we'll let you stay here, here's Danielle. Who you've spoken to before and who has been through a similar tragedy. You've both lost who you thought was the love of your life. So this is the perfect person for you. Because he, again, switched super quick from, wow, where's Brittany? It's a bummer that I couldn't have spent more time talking to Brittany, to Danny.
Yeah, so I don't... So there's a backstory, kind of. I don't know if you saw anything that Wells put out about this whole situation. Because as you know, so if you remember, Wells and Danielle were really close.
And they made out in paradise.
Yeah, they kind of gave it a shot, a half shot. It didn't work out. They stayed being friends. And they... I don't know if you remember, they made like a pact that if they weren't, you know, if they weren't married or in love with someone in, I don't know, 10 years, they would just end up together doing life together.
Basically. Ringing a bell.
Yes. Yep. So they were pretty much best friends. Obviously, Wells got married this year, in love. Danielle has not found love. So that's where they stand today. Anyway, so someone tweeted, low-key think that Wells is playing matchmaker and I love it. And Wells replied to it, oh, it definitely wasn't low-key. They cut everything. But I told Michael I had someone for him, then walked up the steps of paradise, welcomed Danielle, and told her to go find Michael. And basically another... part to that story was he was telling Wells how he just wanted to go, and Wells basically said, you can't go yet, there's someone coming. That's according to Wells. We all love Wells and we trust Wells, so
yeah. No, I listen, he's there, and he's not someone who's going to be out here making up stories, so I take that as to be 100% fact. And
big facts.
Big facts. Yeah. Bro. I think that this would have been important context to have, and for a show that, especially over the last few weeks, has gone out of their way to include things that they probably didn't need to lengthen these episodes and give us, you know, 4 hours of television content with less actual content. Mm-hmm. That might have been important. And yeah. I want to make it clear, my negative thoughts about how Michael has handled himself here has nothing to do with Danielle. Because mm-hmm. for multiple reasons. One, I agree with everything Wells said when she first arrived and was telling the people that didn't really know her how amazing she is. Mm-hmm. Because if you remember all the way back yonder when we first saw Danielle, who was the head of her fan club? This guy.
You. Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't changed. You know, she obviously used to be a NICU nurse and has since moved on to much less stressful nursing with yes. with plastic surgery and whatnot. So not that that has it here nor there. But what I'm saying is I clearly have been following along with her story and mm-hmm. big fan of her. And this has nothing to do negative towards her. I just was becoming so upset watching this guy craft this story for Sierra, then still decide to stay, then act like, oh my God, where am I going to get a rose? Even though he's saying he's not ready.
Yeah.
Then write to Danny, who he's never met, but they've talked to, but he seemed like they've been best friends for years. Mm-hmm. It just, it all for me just came across so fake. And as much as we're screaming about all these other people like the pizza of the world that just want to be on TV, to me it just came across as Michael being thirsty to stay on television. And that's sort of the last person I would have expected thinking that about mm-hmm. 4 weeks ago. But that's where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I know you're not ready to burn your Michael A. fan club card, and that's
no,
fine.
Because no. Yeah, I mean,
you're not alone.
I don't completely disagree with what you're saying. So it's just how, yeah, I mean, we're never going to know the real truth with any of these storylines at all. So I don't know. Hopefully he can redeem himself. I hope that that's not what it was, but he's not giving me too much to lean on. So.
Well, and then even, and the producers aren't helping this any either. Oh, yeah, not just cutting the stuff with Wells, but then they come back from their date having no idea what had just happened mm-hmm. with this Love Island, Temptation Island ripoff. Mm-hmm. And so, which I thought was a great scene, by the way. They're walking in and all of a sudden, oh, wait, was she here the whole time? I don't.
Who are you?
Because I think that was what he said. He said, I have no idea who any of these people are. You know, yeah. It was very funny. But then Danielle's just allowed to stay. Shouldn't she be off at the hotel with everybody else?
They definitely get special treatment for sure.
They're not Jared and Ashley. What's happening?
Yeah. I think they know that Michael, I don't think, could handle a twist like that.
Well, but, I mean, they almost killed friggin' Jill, Lace, and Genevieve, but they're like, hey, Danielle, you're cool, and Mike, you're okay.
Yeah.
Like, so that wasn't helpful either. If they would have just said, yep, yeah, this is great, but now we got to separate you for a week, at yeah. least treat them like everybody else. That's probably just my advance, like, I'm done with this dude at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is, I know, is very clear. And ultimately, they seem to have, the date was fine. And listen, if it all works out, I will happily eat crow and wish them well because, again, huge fan of Danielle. And I hope eventually it all works out for her. It's yeah. been a long journey and hasn't happened yet. So fingers crossed, but I don't know. Just Michael A is definitely on my shit list. And I don't. Yeah, we're going to need something to change for that to change.
All right. We're just going to have to see how this plays out.
Exactly.
We're not done.
but we have to talk about this twist of Jesse's. And when you want to
Jesse's.
Well, of course. I mean, listen, you gotta wear it. If you're gonna be the host, you gotta take the good and the bad.
Everything is your fault.
So for those of you that don't watch Love Island, Temptation Island, Temptation Island is with established couples, so obviously it's a little bit different. But they separate them and they go live with other guys or other girls. And with Love Island, it's more like this, short-term relationships that they then take apart and send half of them off to what they call Casa Amor. And you see if which relationships are going to last. And it is very similar to, you have the Brandons and the Aarons of the world and the Jills and the Genevieves who are like, nope, not in, with Johnny.
Victoria.
Thank you. Sorry, Victoria. And the Victorias of the world who are just like, I'm not interested in this. And they, when they come back a week later, they get back together. Everything's fine. But you then have the very interesting issues of what happens when one person thinks they're in a committed reality relationship and the other one doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, because you don't watch either of those shows, right?
I don't. I mean, I know, like, I knew the premise of them. I just haven't been able to dive into those.
So having seen your first taste of basically what those, at least the big part of Love Island, it's a twist there, whereas it's the whole show of Temptation Island. How are you feeling about splitting them up and just sending them away?
It's messy. It's honestly the true test, I would assume, because that's your number one test. If you can't get through that, then you don't have relationships. So.
Were you surprised by any of the people that chose to stay? Again, faithful, such a weird thing to say when you've been together a week, but like,
yeah.
Anyone surprise you that decided to stay faithful? We'll use the word.
I think, on the guy's side, I think I would say Johnny. I think.
Yeah.
A little bit of Aaron, but they seemed pretty close leading up to when the split was happening. So not so much, but I think Johnny was, I mean, we haven't really seen a lot of him in the relationship part. So it could have honestly gone either way for me. And then on the girl side, not really. Because they just like, I don't think I feel bad for the guys that are there because they don't want to. But I think they're like, why are we even here? Like, this is not fun. This is not what we thought it was going to be like. But yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I had high hopes for Brandon. Rodney surprised me a little bit, but he had expressed the interest in Eliza like from before he walked down to the beach. So, and I feel like the whole thing with Lace just kind of happened and still makes no sense at all. But
yeah.
If it was just someone random, I'd probably put Rodney in that list. But he talked about, it was basically Eliza and Teddy. Before he walked down to the beach. So surprised me that it went, I guess, that far, that quick, especially when he knew he was still, quote unquote, committed with Lace, but not surprised because it was Eliza and that's who he was looking forward to most.
And because it was Lace.
Yeah.
And not to pile on, because she gave a lot of reasons why, okay, yeah, no, he made the right choice. But like you said, that was a clear moment when they ended up getting together anyways. And that was your prototypical, hey, we both happen to be here. We both need someone. You're cool. You're cool. We'll just spend some time together.
And yeah, it was like 0% romantic.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
It definitely wasn't that. It's kind of like, I'll save you if you save me type thing. But I mean, that's not how Lace was taking it.
No. And But I think of all the guys, I think you're dead on. I mean, Johnny, as soon as this twist was announced, mm-hmm. and not because you're going to do better, and better is such a weird term, but I guess this is one he would use, than Victoria, who, you know, I mean, I think we can all see, but he just seemed like, after what we saw on Gabby and Rachel's season, just the sake of being with someone else, mm-hmm. I feel like he'd be like, I'm here to party, whatever. Because if you remember his breakup with Gabby, it wasn't that long ago, believe it or not. It went from, are we going to get engaged, to like, okay, cool, I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Like, oh, exactly. That's the dude we're dealing with. Okay, so that fits. That,
yeah.
Okay, that all tracks. And so I was totally expecting him to do the exact same thing, just because that's who he is. He's the laid back dude. Of course, going to have fun.
Yeah.
So you nailed that perfectly. Yeah. On the flip side, was there anybody that was like, woo, we're here to party, that surprised you?
Not really. I mean, Jacob, no. Shanae, no. I think it showed like how Andrew really is. Like he had really the opportunity to do whatever he wanted because he really wasn't in a committed relationship, but he took it as, you know, I only want to talk to one person at a time. So that was really telling on how he was in a relationship setting like that. And so that was, I'm sure, a breath of fresh air, but I mean, not really for Brittany anymore. But yeah, I think if anyone, like, he could have really gone for anyone. He wasn't really locked in. Like he was with Brittany for like what, 12 hours. Like, you know, it wasn't a committed relationship like Brandon or whatever, but yeah, he's one that could have really done what he wanted and he didn't. Or kind of, I mean.
So yeah, no, perfect, because Andrew was the guy that as soon as, because they went 0 to 60, him and Jasenia, it was like, okay, cool, maybe. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so on the surface, he was my answer for who was the most surprising. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when you step up and think about it, as you do, you put it perfectly. They've been together for a minute. And I think they both sort of hit it perfectly, because as you saw, Brittany was also very quick to be like, hey, Tyler, what's yeah. up?
Yeah.
And so they've got the clip of Andrew being like, I don't know that Brittany would, and then they're making out. So
yeah,
ultimately,
TV gold.
Of course. Ultimately, they were perfectly matched of, hey, similar to Lace and Rodney, we're both sort of here. We both sort of just need someone to, let's see, both good looking people, let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. But they've barely been together a minute. And so on the surface, I was like, Andrew.
Yeah.
Come on. I thought you were gonna be heartbroken when Brittany came back with someone else, which might not happen anyways. But then yeah. I was like, oh no, that kind of tracks.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Honestly,
it surprised me a little bit that Logan was like, didn't jump, like was a little hesitant because of everything, like he mentioned that everything Shanae put him through. He really took the time to think and to like see what was going to happen. And obviously he chose one, but it was a little surprising to me how much he thought through, like everything he was thinking and was going to do with Sarah. So,
well, especially considering he had no problem switching literal bachelorettes.
Yeah.
So he put more thought into someone he's been with for like a minute who barely chose him. And I love that. I don't have it in my notes who said it, but when he's like, you know, well, she chose me. And it's like, did she though?
Yeah.
Like, she sort of did.
And it was really a 50-50. Like,
yeah. So it's like, she chose me? Yeah. You know, maybe sort of. But he definitely put more thought into switching after a day than he did with like almost being one of the final people on The Bachelorette. Yeah, he's like, now I'm going to switch leads. I'm like, so yes, that came a little bit out of left field. And Jill is someone throughout all this.
Oh my God.
She pulled a Rachel from last year, who, and really Gabby too, I guess they both did, but like, I'm done. I'm quitting. Book my plane home. This isn't happening anymore. And then she's still here. Oh and my Genevieve. God, I'm done. And Genevieve, really? That's true. Oh yeah, no, true. It was both of them. Yeah, this is over. I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. Both of them were just basically spent the whole time crying and in bed and sulky and Lace too, but we'll get to Lace. But like, send me home, send me home. I'm still here. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm still doing this.
Yeah.
And so I think you can only really play that card once. And I don't know if you think, oh, I'm going to say this and they're going to let us stay together.
Yeah.
Or
that's what? How it looked like Genevieve was like, I will walk out. I will walk out. And then like you see her just going into the hotel. Okay.
Because Jill screamed, book my flight home. And then she gets into the creepy van and they're just do-do-do-do-do.
I don't even know where we're going.
Okay. I guess maybe this is a little like a flight. I'm going away from paradise. Do-do-do-do-do. Before we get to Lace, the guys that they ended up providing the women. I don't know about you, but for the women who seemed across the board pretty solid choices for the dudes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I liked Olu when he was on Michelle's season, but he didn't exactly come into here like, with a ton of
personality.
None of them did. And obviously I'm Team Tyler all the way. So, even again, if he's showing some bad choices here, because I would go Brittany over Shanae every day, but that's a different story. I don't know. These guys just came in and were just, fell totally flat for me.
I feel like it could have been because of the girl's vibe was so bad. And they even commented on that. But at the same time, like, I don't think you could tell their vibe from a split second, like, coming in. Like, they should have been trying to prove themselves from their first step in. And I think them being so flat didn't help the fact that the girls are like, we don't want to do this. Like, we don't want to be with these guys.
Yeah. And they put in like the smallest amount of effort. Like, they're sitting in the pool and being like, oh, you want to come in the pool?
Yeah.
No, let's chicken fight. It'll be fun. I'm not doing a chicken fight. Yeah. And so all they're doing is talking to people who have very clearly stated, this isn't happening.
We're not interested.
So why not spend more time with Brittany, who very clearly was open, and instead you think
Brittany was probably only interested in Tyler.
And I'm not going to blame her for that, but by any stretch, but at least, I mean, give it a shot.
Yeah.
She at least wasn't sitting there saying, I can't wait to get back to the beach.
Don't go for the girls sleeping.
Seriously, like,
you might have better luck.
Like, if you're at the pool, if you're at the pool showing off your 12 pack and the girl is sleeping, she's not interested in you. So move on to the next person and the next person. Like, at least, like, it just seemed weird that Brittany was immediately like, I'll make out with Tyler. And then as soon as Tyler leaves, no one's thinking, maybe let's take a shot.
Yeah. We just talk to Brittany, see where it goes.
Yeah. I mean, clearly the other women were giving you the Heisman, so that's fine.
Definitely not what they were thinking Paradise was going to be.
No, not at all. And so Jacob, Jill, Kate. You have Jacob, who I kind of thought would put up more of a, not a fight per se, but I didn't think he'd be talking Kate or any other woman into a relationship. Like, it just seemed odd that he was like, yeah, no, we had a relationship, but, you know, it's better with you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Had a pretty intense date the day before.
Yeah, y'all were just naked together.
Yeah.
Shoved her aside real quick.
Yeah, that was low. I don't think she's going to like watching. Because
Kate gave him every single possible out. And mm-hmm. she's there for a very specific reason. Listen, they left. I'm here to see if I can make a connection. But even in that moment, she was saying, I don't want to step on Jill's toes. I still want to make a connection, but are you sure?
To Jacob, not in her confessionals.
But still, like, gave him an opportunity to say, you know what? You're right. I do value what happened with Jill. And this is, again, what I would have expected from Jacob. I didn't have him on the list of, oh, guys that surprised me that they went off the reservation. No.
Yeah.
Of course not. This is exactly what I was expecting from Johnny, to be honest with you.
100%.
So, not a surprise, but Kate's giving him on a silver platter. You can just be the good guy. And maybe that's the wrong term, because he's not bad for doing this. It's literally what this purpose of this experiment
he's supposed to be doing this.
Exactly. that was just the fact that he was convincing Kate, yes, let's jump into this. That part was a little surprising.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have both parties as like no holds barred right into it. Kate was like, you sure?
Yeah.
And then he's convincing her.
Yeah. He's like, no, yeah. Let's go.
And Tyler and Shanae, so disappointed in Tyler, my guy, my choice.
Disappointed in Tyler, happy for Jill that she saved that. That whole awkward situation from happening.
Oh, 100%. But what do we think this could actually be a thing?
No.
Okay. Don't think about it at all. Just
right into it. I think Brittany and Tyler could 100% be a thing.
Mm, they were picture perfect together.
Not Tyler and Shanae. No.
I was very, very disappointed in Tyler when I'm like, you could have Brittany. And you choose Shanae 2.0.
But you just pinky promised.
And the thing with Shanae is, as she's becoming or trying to become Shanae 2.0, more and more, and you made such a fantastic point last week about Shanae sort of 1.0, sort of coming out last week, and I didn't even pick up on it. As
she's like on the brink, and it just comes out like in just different scenarios, and it's like
that was such a perfect catch, because I was anti-Shanae 100% and I didn't even pick up on it, and it came out a little bit in her confessionals here, sort of about like, well, whoever will get me a rose, and like very much sounding like the Shanae we all knew, while still
if you could stick with the 2.0 attitude, you could have fooled everyone this entire season, but it's slowly slipping away.
Yeah, they're little pieces. So, like, she still has a chance, but I definitely caught a couple moments there where I'm like, oh, okay. So she's going to let maybe a little bit of the old Shanae out.
Yeah.
And clearly, no rehabbing there for you. You're still.
No.
Okay. And I'm no, pretty I much can't. There too.
I can't forget her season.
Oh, it's so bad. And
so bad.
So. This whole thing with Lace, I don't know how to feel, because A, I didn't know you could just go back to the beach.
Yeah.
Like, was this an option the whole time? These women are there bawling their eyes out.
You can when you're Hurricane Lace.
You're telling me Jill or Genevieve, all they had to do was be like, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Producer, can I jump in the car and go back to my guy? And they would have been like, sure.
Like, yeah, I'm sure when they saw that back, they're like, wait, what? We didn't have
to drive
our way through this whole ridiculous week.
Seriously, Jill's like, I'm here crying in bed, and I could have just been right back on the beach having Wells give me a drink. Like, what is this is weird. So talk about being set up for failure. If you're Lace, don't you have to know? And I know you're there to be Hurricane Lace, but don't you have to know when they let you go back to the beach that you're being set up?
You're being set up for a huge failure.
There's no way. You have to be thinking, there's no way I'm being let to go back and see my guy if just he's waiting there hoping I come back to him in a week. And you want to talk about perfect
because they'd let they'd tell Serene to go back.
Yeah, exactly, and have this great, you know, oh, they reunite. Oh, this is incredible. No, they're sending you, Lace, someone you've known for a hot minute, mm-hmm. at night when people are going on dates and you know that they're going on dates. You're not putting two and two together here. Mm-hmm. So she shows up, and like I said, we talk about these perfect moments and why these people are the best at what they do. Oh my God, could you have painted the better scenario of her walking down the beach and saying, where's Rodney?
Yeah, no, you could not.
Oh, he's on a date? Cool, I'm just gonna sit here until he gets back.
Yeah, and I love it. It was, she was clearly told that she could not comment on the other girls because they were like, how are the other girls? Like, how's Serene? How's Genevieve? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, where's Rodney? I'm waiting for Rodney.
Well, and they clearly didn't know she was coming, but it almost makes it seem like in that scene, they were told the same thing because she tried to get anything, any information, and they were, he on a date. Do you think it's going good? I'm going to let Rodney tell you.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, because even when they said who's it with, and someone real quick, I think, was saying Eliza, I'd be like, no, he'll fill her in. It's fine.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Don't get in the path.
And so is it a worse sign that he was on a date or that the first thing he says when he gets there is where are the other girls?
Just where are the other girls? And then we need to go talk.
Oh, you're here. Cool. Where are the bunch of the other women that I'm not dating? Are they also here on the beach?
Why are you here alone? I'm nervous.
I'm scared. Do you have any sharp objects on you?
Let's just search you before we go talk into the dark.
Can we stay in one of the properly lit areas? Yes. Maybe near security? Is that something?
Please,
that
please, please.
And so that was our cliffhanger for next week. So my other question to you, at what level is this Lace meltdown on a scale of 1 to 10?
We've had some good Lace meltdowns.
Oh yeah. I forget. It's been a while, so we might have forgot, but they're good.
Yeah. They're not fresh in my mind. I'm going to go 8.
Oh yeah. I like the sound of that.
8.5 maybe.
I have this distinct feeling that she's going to go 0 to 60 real quick and get to that 8 in a heartbeat and like fuming and oh my God. And then immediately turn around to the, yeah, whatever. This wasn't going to work out anyways. I'm glad, I'm going back to we've got these hot guys at our place. So, oh, I can't tell you about those. And then walk off thinking like, that's right. I came here. I had realized that I didn't want anything to do with Rodney. And that's why I took the trip over here.
Yeah. So I wonder if do you think she's going to be allowed to go back? Or is it just like, nope, this was your one shot. Like, he's with someone else. That means you don't have, because that kind of defeats the purpose.
They weren't supposed to be able to go back either way. So yeah, her whole visit. Well,
it defeats the purpose because you're supposed to be wondering like if it's right to go, if you're secure enough to go with another person or not. So
I almost wonder if because it was such a letdown with the guys that they'll let her go back. So at least there might be another spark there where she might go like, okay, Olu.
Yeah.
Okay. This could work.
Yeah.
And maybe keep one of them around because that's, I imagine the next step is once this week ends, they're going to have to decide, okay, if one of the guys here or girls there isn't interested in you, peace out. And I'm sure all of these dudes.
Or do they all end up at the beach and some of the new girls and the new guys could mingle, or it's just too many.
That would, if that's the case, then I think you're 100% right. And that Lace is just Carr out and she leaves. But if the unaffiliated gets sent away, then I have a feeling they'll send her back so she can maybe save someone that isn't Tyler to stay on, because otherwise what are those guys even there for? Because clearly nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Unless someone decides to finally go after Brittany.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know if they do get to go back to the main beach, like, then the girls have to live with the girls that are, like, that started taking some away. Like, does it get that deep? I mean, we have a lot of episodes. So
we do have a lot of episodes. And that's, so you know, that's what happens on Love Island, is when you come back from Casa Amor, you are gambling whether your person on the other side was with someone or not. So you can come by yourself. You can just show up. And, but then if you show up and you see them coupled up, you're a free agent now, but you see like, my God, I believed in you. And then the people who thought they were with someone that was going to cheat on them, like they start breaking down. So it's going to be very interesting to see if there is that, you all have to live in harmony together, because that ain't going to be harmonious.
Yeah. So after seeing this, how does it compare for you, like, as, I guess, as a fan or as a watcher?
I think it would be better if it were like another week in, because you had so many of these, like,
they're so new. Yeah.
Yeah. The people, the fact that we were able to, for the most part, Johnny notwithstanding, point out, oh yeah, this person is probably going to bounce, this person isn't, it makes it a little bit more drama filled of, oh, is this really a strong connection? Like if Lace and Rodney had spent an entire week and a half together or 2 weeks together, and then this happened.
Right.
You want to talk about Hurricane Lace. Oh my God. Yeah. So I think I sort of prefer the way Love Island does it, because it's with, and again, it's all relative, but more established couples.
Yeah.
And that adds that extra layer of drama when they all are returned to the same place. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of fireworks. So I think I prefer the way they do it, maybe just because they're the OGs about it. But I don't hate the twist, even if it's stolen. I don't dislike it.
Yeah. I just wish
it
was extra week. Tammy had tweeted, remember Tammy from last season, of course, tweeted that it was the Walmart version of Casa Amor. And then like a bunch of people from Bachelor Nation was like, oh my gosh, that's what I was going to say. Oh yes, yes, yes. So I was like, I'm going to ask you about it because you watch both. So
yeah, that is a great comparison actually, because that is the other point, is there, Casa Amor is basically the identical spot, so it might have also been a little more alluring to the women maybe if they're in paradise as opposed to, oh, we're in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Because when they go to Casa Amor, it's basically the exact same type of setup and it's all set up to give you the same experience, as opposed to this where it's like, well, no, I can just sit in the bed in AC and wallow, as opposed to, well, we're all in bathing suits all day and got in the pool and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So plenty of drama to be had. And before we go on to other news, important question that they were dealing with in the post credits, your French fries. Crispy or limp?
Crispy.
100%. If you're not a crispy fry person, got some questions about you. Got some questions about you. That ketchup can go flying. It's just...
Mind of its own.
A lot of drama still coming our way. At Bachelor Podcast, if you'd like to yell at us for any of our wonderful takes. And Katie, thank you for your insight as always.
Thank you.
We will see you next week.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.